Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 116. It's crazy.
Again?
No, last week was 115. Oh. I know, it's a shock. But I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are...
This is Dave.
Pat.
Adam.
And Adam's rustling his bag yet again. He likes to do that right at the beginning.
I didn't move it on the chair.
Oh. It's not like we haven't been sitting here for a while and you couldn't have done that while we were waiting.
I forgot it was there.
He's not considerate of the listeners. He's probably going to start tapping on the table and whistling soon.
You apologize to Chad right now. He's trying to sleep.
He's not sleeping yet.
I'm just going to wait till you talk.
He waits to our dulcet... waits to our... We have an opening at the table.
We have a bunch of openings at the table.
Yeah. So, I don't want to say lots to talk about, but stuff to talk about. We had the big season finale of Walking Dead.
Yes, we did.
Finale or finale?
End of season show. Move on.
Last episode.
That's the discussion point. That's what we're going to have. Tomato or tomato? Are you going to talk about
And in it, Rick does something that I think
was awesome.
I have some questions about the guy, but other than that.
You know, though, with what he did, why was he really mad about what was going on at Terminus? You just did it. What's wrong with them?
Well, he didn't swallow. but my question is, okay, so the guy is going to shoot him. Rick headbutts him or whatever he does. And then instead of shooting him, he, like, starts kicking him. It's like, why wouldn't you just at that point shoot him?
There were a few, like, things that I noticed about that scene. First of all, he headbutts him, and the guy looks like somebody hit him in the head. Like, he's in the background, like...
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, where did he hit him?
Yeah. Have you ever been hit in the head?
But he wasn't. He was on his knees.
He went back.
So he should
have had to have been...
That guy would have been like this.
Rick was on his knees.
Yeah, Rick was on his knees. The guy was standing up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So he would have been, like, at his stomach, probably. So he would have hit him at his stomach, unless the guy's face was, like, down here.
I thought it was.
No.
Because it wasn't that when he was taunting... No, it wasn't. That was when he was taunting him, because he said, first we're going to kill Daryl, then we're going to do the girl, then
maybe
the
was bent over whispering to him.
Yeah, okay, that could be. It happened so quick.
That could be, yeah.
At that time.
But it just seemed odd to me that he started kicking him. And clearly Rick is out of it because of the gunshot right by his ear. But it's like he just starts kicking him, and then he lets Rick get to him. So I didn't feel bad he died. But
It did seem kind of odd that it seems like they were really playing up this guy to mm-hmm. be like some sort of villainous-like character or something. And then in three episodes, he was done.
Well, that's okay.
He's like the Boba Fett of that show.
He did really... Well, I kind of like the actor. I thought he kind of fit the show real well.
Yeah, he did a really good job.
And... that's what I think when I saw it happen. I was like, wow, this guy seems like a good actor for all of a sudden them just nicks him off right there. But
yeah.
They had to get to Terminus.
Now, all of this happened in the comic book.
I guess. I don't remember.
Okay.
I read it. It's been a while.
They kind of cut it into pieces. Rick did that to the cannibals.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. He bit the cannibal's neck and...
That part I didn't remember.
Yeah.
But I do remember the guy trying to rape Carl.
Yeah, that was in there too. All at the same time it happened.
Yeah, right. It was in that same trade.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the sequence of it exactly.
I don't really remember what happened. All I remember is Dale was the guy really dealing with the cannibals.
Right, the tainted meat comment.
Yeah, and then he... Supposedly they were in one house in the neighborhood, and supposedly cannibals were watching them from somewhere else. In the neighborhood, and they were like spying on him from where they were, and then they got him or something. I don't know. I don't really remember that, but they really expanded this cannibal thing into Terminus. But now, see, I talked to you last week about it. We were talking about it, I think, while we were recording, and you said it was the cannibals, and I said I don't know yet. Now I'm definitely sure they're. There's no way.
Well, yeah, when they were running by, you saw a torso with the meat.
Oh, you saw stuff.
See,
when they were running,
and they were being fed meat. That's the first time that you said that. You said there was no like anything.
There's no cows.
But the thing is, I didn't see her doing anything that involved meat. until they gave him a plate with meat on it. Just like, okay, where did this
then he went, where did you get that watch?
Someone said,
where'd you get all the meat? Where are the cows?
The episode before that, when they got to the Terminus, that...
there was meat cooking on the grill.
Yeah, someone said it looked like an arm or something.
It,
on the
was one of those things that, like, it was so quick you probably wouldn't even notice.
Yeah,
I didn't. Also, I heard somewhere that one of them was that what's her name from Star Trek? What's her name?
It was Tasha
Crosby.
She was wearing Beth's jacket or something.
That
somebody
was not
said
right.
That.
No, that was not right.
Okay. Now, in the second episode, this season finale. She was wearing, there was somebody
wearing
Maggie's
poncho.
Which also Daryl was wearing a poncho like that. I don't know where they got all these ponchos.
Now, one thing somebody showed me a picture of was that the woman who was greeted the first group that showed up.
Yeah. Mary.
Is the same picture that the painting was of.
Yeah, I saw that too. The painting.
Remember the painting
the
in the house?
Michonne picks up with the eyes out of it.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Wow.
It's the, and they, there's a picture of sunflowers, and there's sunflowers behind her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that.
No.
But they're totally cannibals. And then they have a memorial place.
Yeah.
With the candles. That's all their victims.
Yeah.
And then it also says, like,
never again, and.
Yeah.
Which that part I didn't get.
Well, then we never have to do season 5 now.
Yeah,
we don't.
It's already figured out what they are. What's gonna happen? I do like the end scene that they did take from the book, where he's just like, they're messing with the wrong people.
Yeah. Well, they're gonna feel really stupid when they find out
they're censored now because that was a little bit different.
The things I didn't like, I understand why they did the flashbacks to them, him farming and stuff. It just got old, and it would show that, and it would start, and I'd start doing something. Because normally when I'm watching, I'm trying to do something else at the same time, and so normally I just lost focus
What was it supposed to do? Like, show the humanity?
Yeah,
the
he was the farmer guy, and now he's biting people's throats out. Yeah. You know, it's just...
But, you know, they did a really good job of building tension, and they were going somewhere, and then it went to a dead stop when they did that. It was like,
And then I also had the question of, clearly, Glenn and those guys knew who was outside. They know Rick's voice.
Yeah.
Why didn't they say anything?
The ringleader, the archer, and the samurai. Man,
I did
I
like
wonder
that.
Who that's going to be.
But so it was just weird. Then they waited for them to come in and then walked up. It just, that end just, it rang false with me. They would have done something. You know, Rick, don't go in
here. I hate cliffhanger season finales. I really do. That was actually one thing that took me off of watching Smallville. Because there was this episode in Smallville where there was like a tornado happened in Smallville. And then season finale, it was over. And then we had to wait till like 3 months to know what happened with that tornado.
Well, this you got
to
wait 6 months.
So now I'm going to have to wait. But I already know from the books what's
going to
happen.
Yeah, and I do, like, Kirkman's going, oh, you guys are going to hate us because this is the biggest, you know, you won't be able to, you know, you contain yourself with the wait for the next episode and stuff. I'm like, I'm watching it ended, and I'm like, okay.
I Mad Men's on next week.
Yeah.
Next week? No, I don't know.
Something like that.
But,
WrestleMania's on Sunday.
Is there zombies on?
No. Well,
you could be.
If the governor's running it, then there would be.
Vince McMahon's crazy. You never know what he might throw in there.
So, and now, are we done with Walking Dead?
Are we going to talk about She-Hulk?
No.
Yeah,
I thought that's what you were going to start with. I was like, yeah, that's a podcast.
Marvel's
Shield.
Agents of She-Hulk.
Yes, that might be more entertaining. Although it's getting better. This last episode, they're definitely showing some characters. I don't remember Deathlok having rocket launchers built into his arms. I must have missed that one.
But that's still... the X-ray, it looked like Deathlok.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
yeah,
okay.
That was great. That's
yeah, it's
should.
It's
that's
getting
how
there.
He should look.
I wanted him to look more 90s. I wanted him to have more pouches. I wanted him to have a gun that had, like, a crazy barrel on the front of it.
Okay, you are officially banned from the podcast. But some things were
don't
weird.
Show his feet at
like,
all.
That first attack when when Deathlok attacked, I forget who it was. Was it Coulson and the other guy? I forget. Deathlok attacked one of them early on. And then he, like, ran away. He, like, flew away up through the ceiling. And I'm like, if he's this powerful thing and he's taking shots and everything... Why would he run away? Why, you know, why wouldn't he just have taken them out? Yeah, well, he flew through the ceiling.
Did he fly the comics?
He just jumped really, really high.
Okay, whatever.
Did he do any of that in the comics?
That I don't know.
Huh.
didn't think he did.
I don't remember. You know, he's not a character that I would... not even Marvel focuses on.
Don't worry. It's coming.
I'm sure it is. Oh, I know it is. I know him too well now. They're too predictable.
Well, apparently, I was reading something. You guys talk about S.H.I.E.L.D. for a second.
You know what I want to say?
What?
Okay. I want to see a new Hulk show. Okay? Just like the old Hulk show, with a computer-animated Hulk, and he goes around helping people.
I was going to say, I think Lou Ferrigno's a little too old. Although
he
you
does
know
the voice in the new ones.
No, I meant to actually just be painted green. And...
No. I want to see a computer-animated Hulk in these now. Because I think it would be hilarious to put him in those situations.
There was a couple years ago, they were developing a Hulk TV series with Guillermo del Toro. Or
I think it should exist.
That was going to go that way, I thought. But...
And I know, what was his name? Bill
Bixby.
Bixby. He's dead, but...
Yeah.
Ruffalo
and
I'd like to see that show.
That would be a good show.
It was a good show then. It could be a good show now. Mm-hmm. And then we have the computer animation. I think it would just be funny because some of the scenes were really funny, and then they slow him down when he's walking, you know, just to make it. I want it to be just like a.
Can they have the cool music though at the end where he walks away?
Yeah. Oh, come on. Well, see, that's why I don't read it. That's why.
Well, because you watch it.
So, I posted this to the Facebook page, but in the new previews, it has original sins, because there's this original sin story coming. And one of the spinoffs, one of these original sins titles is leading to a original series, getting his own series.
If his name is Mike Peterson.
It might be.
I feel like
here we go. I'm going to get to Original Sin in a minute, but this Original Sins, this pluralized title aims to show how the ripples from the events in Original Sin affect heroes and villains across the Marvel Universe outside of the core series and tie-ins to other ongoing series such as The Young Avengers, The Black Knight, and Deathlock. Yeah.
Black Knight's getting its own series.
Well, or he's getting one of these Original Sins books that they won't let us know anything about right now.
Is he going to be in S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I don't know. But,
well, that's the only reason.
So I just found...
It's an MI-13.
There you go.
So. But S.H.I.E.L.D. was good. The you're definitely getting more characterization. You're getting more personality from the characters.
I like the new character, Triplett and... the guy Bill Paxton plays. I like them in that show.
Bill Paxton brings a lot to the show. He's really good in that.
But my problem is that this one ended with a big surprise, but anybody who's read comics for the last 5 years knew.
Bill Paxton, the guy from Independence, though?
No, that's Bill Pullman.
I always get those two confused.
Try watching the show.
He's the guy that was in Titanic.
Yes.
Yes.
But the big reveal, spoilers, is that Veronica Hand is bad.
Really?
I know. It was a shock. I was stunned, personally.
Did somebody tell Norman Osborn?
Oh, don't bring
They can't
him.
Tell Norman
exactly.
Osborn.
Exactly. Oops. Yeah.
You know, I didn't mind Dark Reign too much.
No, Dark Reign
was
good.
Dark Reign was that bad. Because it wasn't, it wasn't a huge...
Right, but it ended with Siege that just kind of ended with a thud.
Yeah.
My main memory of the end of Siege was Volstagg bonking Norman Osborn on the head as he tried to crawl away.
Favorite image from
what
Siege.
About Sentry ripping Ares apart?
Yeah.
That's
but I'm just saying that wasn't the end. The end of the series was the victory was Volstagg bonking him on the head.
That was before that was like my other my favorite part in that book was when he takes off the Iron Patriot mask and his face is painted Green Goblin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that then after he hits him on the head?
Yeah.
Okay. I forgot how that went. Volstagg
needed his moment to shine, so, you know, what's wrong with that?
That's true. He wanted to eat. He was hungry.
Oh, yeah.
He was not. Yeah, he wanted to eat a zombie. It was a Marvel zombie tie-in.
No, it was not a Marvel zombie tie-in.
Chad, go to bed. It's time for Chad to go to bed.
Well, we need to talk because the monsters are here and we can't have
Chad
hear the
here.
Monsters.
Yeah.
Chad, did you check under your
Chad
bed?
Chad has the covers on his face. He's just like, it's a monster. It's okay, Chad. It's not a monster. Oh, well. I'll watch S.H.I.E.L.D. eventually.
Eventually.
I'm just waiting. There's other shows I'd rather watch right now.
Well, we can all breathe a sigh of relief that Skye is finally a...
She is an agent, even though she's had no training.
Are they going to give her a uniform? No, because none of them get
uniforms. None of them have uniforms.
Well, May has a uniform, but she's a traitor.
Did any of them have uniforms on the helicarrier in Avengers?
Well, they did, maybe, yeah.
They had to have something. They didn't walk around in, like, suits and casual wear and stuff like that. They weren't wearing, like, hoodies. And...
Unless it was Casual Friday.
Yeah, it was Casual Friday. That's a little different. Are they allowed to dress like a superheroes on Casual Friday? Or dressed as Superhero Saturday?
Yeah, Superhero Saturday.
That is if they're in on Saturday, which they're S.H.I.E.L.D., they're always in.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Superhero Saturday.
There are no weekends when we work for S.H.I.E.L.D.
Do anyone dress as Batman? Wouldn't that be ridiculous?
Yeah.
Do they get in trouble if they dress as Batman?
Well, he hits him with a sword, I'm sorry, but still. Bong.
Bong.
A sword? The blade end?
No, like the flat of it.
I always thought it was funny, like, throughout that, I think it was, what was Dark Avengers? And Dark Avengers, who was the artist? You had him here at the store, I forget his name.
Mike Deodato.
Yeah. He draws him to look just like Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
And I always thought that was hilarious. So I was just like, I don't know if Tommy Lee Jones is how I picture Norman Osborn to look, but it worked.
That's Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones just heard us.
All right, Tommy, you're on the air.
Mr. Jones on the line.
I don't know the last time that happened. Scott Snyder called.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know how he knew we were recording.
He knew you were recording.
It was all it was all Mac.
Someone throws a pumpkin bomb in here.
Wouldn't that be awful? Somebody threw a pumpkin bomb.
Get under the table.
That'd be awful. That's happened before. There's been pumpkins.
Sorry. I say people throw pumpkin bombs in
here. Yeah.
That's what's up.
I know. That's what sucks about running a comic book store. Colin has to watch this stuff. Zombies.
Pumpkin bombs.
Uh huh.
That's horrible.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah. That's podcast.
No, it's not a podcast.
Okay.
You're totally.
What if we all just walked out there?
That would be good.
We're like, that's it. We're done.
Colin gets a bunch of dead air and he comes back.
What happened?
That one's sure thing.
So, what's the season finale of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I don't know, because it's...
I think they said 7 episodes in a row.
Yeah,
so at least,
I think that's what it is.
So they got quite a few coming out still.
Yeah.
That's the one of the other problems with S.H.I.E.L.D. is they're trying to arrange it around Marvel's releases.
Yeah.
You know, just
and that's hard because a lot of them are in the summer.
Well, yeah, but I mean, just because of the tie-ins, and it's like, that's... You know, I want to watch the show kind of uninterrupted. Maybe you just shift the way the show's going to do instead of it being a fall through summer series.
It's on Tuesdays, right?
Yeah, it's on Tuesdays.
Well, I'll catch up. I think it's on Hulu. And ABC on Hulu is really good because they keep their shows on there for a while. I think they keep, like, at least 2 years on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They keep, like, the previous year.
Uh-huh, and then the current
year. And then they keep doing the current year. And then when they go into the next year, they remove
the previous year. Okay.
CW, on the other hand, only keeps, like, 6 shows.
Yeah, but I told you what to do with CW. You just go to, if you have an iPad, you get the CW app. And
but they
you
only keep 6. They only keep a few at a time.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah, on the CW.
So you just got to catch Arrow when it comes on.
Yeah.
Segway, Arrow.
Yeah.
Birds of Prey episode last week.
That was really good.
Yeah? It was not
It wasn't the best, but it was good. Like, I don't know. I thought it had a lot more going on with Black Canary.
Yeah, and it's...
I don't want to say Mockingbird, and I keep doing that, because they're both the same character. Except, well, not anymore, because now she has the Infinity Formula in her, so she's like a super being.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. I always thought that was weird, too. But anyways...
But it was nice to... Like, Arrow doesn't have to rely on just Arrow to carry the story.
Yeah.
And they've done that a couple times, where it's been a dig focused story, or really that was a Black Canary Laurel story.
Yeah.
And
I'll
then
see the next one.
Blunt's on tonight.
That's the Deathstroke episode.
Yeah, Deathstroke's tonight.
Deathstroke, the guy who plays Deathstroke is just
great.
Yeah, they
couldn't have cast
and,
that.
And I've always liked Deathstroke as a character. He's just one of those DC characters that you can't overuse him, I don't think. But, like, in certain things you can, or he can turn up, like, because he doesn't really work for anybody. He's not really good, he's not really bad.
Yeah, he can just do his own thing. He's a mercenary.
So he does whatever is good for him.
What's best for business?
But I always liked him. They used him in Teen Titans. And he always seemed like a Nightwing villain, because they always had him against Nightwing with Teen Titans.
Okay.
or Robin, or whoever he was at the time. I think he was Nightwing, but I'm not sure. But, no, he's just one of those characters I've always kind of liked. I liked him in the game. Did you, in the Batman game? In the most recent one?
Arkham?
Yeah, Arkham Origins.
Okay.
Well, there's a great scene in Identity Crisis when the heroes attack him.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And they explain just how he takes each of them down. You know?
Yeah, oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah, they're in like some neighborhood or something like that fighting something. Yeah, that was a good book. Identity Crisis.
I enjoyed it, yeah.
Just it could have stood alone by itself. Like it's just its own. It always reminded me of Watchmen.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar. Like they're investigating some sort of murder.
Yeah, with the rape. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was. That was there. They went back and they showed that happened in Watchmen as well. So.
Yeah.
You figure Alan Moore would have jumped all over that. He would have been like, DC's now stealing my ideas. It's just like you did it first.
I'm the only one that can rape people.
Abracadabra, and he disappears.
Great. Googly moogly.
You know what? Does anybody have anything else to say about Arrow?
It's just interesting. I heard some theories about things that are going to happen with... what's his sister's name?
Thea.
Yeah. And talking about Thea finding out who her dad is and then becoming like his disciple and becoming enemy.
There's an interview with the actress online today, and she kind of hinted at that she could be a hero or a villain.
I was thinking she was going to end up in a box in the ground.
They called Roy Speedy online.
Yeah, he did. Last week he called him Speedy. Yeah.
And he's just like, don't do that. So I guess that's just what he calls anybody for a nickname is Speedy.
Hey, you're that
especially
Speedy
guy. You're younger than him, he calls it Speedy. Because he called it Thea Speedy.
Early
season. Yeah. And that could happen. I like who they chose for Merlin, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to bring him back.
They already did.
Well, no. She mentioned Ra's al Ghul, and he kind of said... I'm out. Peace. Done.
No, I have a feeling he'll be back. I think, you know. I think this season's mainly about Deathstroke.
Yeah.
They're running out of past stories to talk about, because pretty soon he would have got off the island.
Well, no. Deathstroke would have died off the island, but Oliver didn't. They've only been there for about a year, and he was on the island for 5.
Yeah, but what else was he doing? I guess we'll learn that. But I guess I always thought he was just training and getting ready.
I'm sure you ran into other adventures, and you got to figure out
how much can you run into. What is this, the Lost Island? Like, he just shows up. There's a polar bear there, and you know, there's a hatch, and it's a time traveling island.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Takes him back to the Silver Age, you know.
But you know, Sarah still has to get off the island, and maybe they'll follow her story for a little bit and watch her train with the League of Assassins.
Yeah.
So there's lots of different ways they can do
it. They might add more of the League of Assassins.
No.
Yeah, because they haven't explained too much about her.
No, I mean, that part.
So that might be some of the past stories that they go into. They're running out of island stories, but like they did recently, they did that Diggle story, which I thought was the first time I think they've ever jumped off into a new past story. Like that had nothing to do with the island. I don't know. Hmm. I like the show. I really do.
I want to see Solomon Grundy come back, but not as Cyrus. I want to see Solomon Grundy.
I think he will. A lot of people keep saying that. A lot of people were mad about that. They said that they're mad that they took a character that, you know, like Solomon Grundy, and they didn't do anything with him. And, you know, Marvel, they do everything. It was one of those Marvel DC battles.
Yeah, but if they're taking their time, they're doing the characters right, let them do it right.
It could happen, because before that, he was not born Solomon Grundy.
No,
born on a Monday.
He wasn't?
No. He was born on a Monday. He was born on a Monday, but he wasn't born for Solomon Grundy until later. But I watched Comic Book Man. It had his season.
Oh, see, I haven't seen that. Okay, I haven't seen. I don't know if I've seen this season.
Yeah, I don't like. You know, I watch the show because it's on after Walking Dead. I really don't like that because it's just I have my TV on, so it's on. And I just never change the channel because I'm too lazy to do that.
They have these little things you can hold in your hand.
What if I set it somewhere that I can't reach it? And then I got to go get it, Colin?
Well, okay. Sorry.
Jeez.
So it was always helpful to have a little brother. Go change the channel.
That was my job growing up.
So
back when you had to turn knobs. I know.
You know how many of them tuners we broke? Because in Philly, we went from channel 29 to 57. There was nothing in the middle. And I was going to go tick, 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 tick. No, no, no. You spin it and you break it. You probably don't know what we're talking about.
No, I know what you're talking about.
I remember when.
You guys sound really old. That's what I know you're talking about.
Grandpa had one of them.
Anyways. So the whole episode was Jason Mewes guest stars on it.
Sweet.
Jay and Silent Bob.
They asked him to go to a Renaissance festival because Jay's really into Game of Thrones.
Okay.
That was the whole episode. There was no comment. At the beginning, they brought something in. And guess what? They didn't buy it. Because they don't buy that type of thing. Well, why did they bring the guy in to buy a cell? I don't...
To make fun of him.
Because they had to have something to do the show with.
You know, the whole thing, they schedule these people to come in, and they're usually somebody that's going to buy something, or maybe once in a while they want to sell. Kind of like Pawn Stars.
Yeah.
Every episode, they have more people that they don't buy this stuff in. He'll bring in, like, a motorcycle to a comic book store, and he's just like, yeah, this isn't the type of thing we sell here. Well, of course it's not. You're running a comic book store. A motorcycle shop. And then...
Colin, you don't sell motorcycles here?
Yeah. You don't have that happen all the time.
No, we had that one, but it was running inside, and it got really loud.
And the exhaust, you know, it made people die. So.
4 or 5 people fall out in the middle of the store. And you're like, no,
and you like having paying customers, not dead ones. So it helps.
Some, yeah.
Some paying customers or
some dead.
Okay.
But did the episode end on a cliffhanger, like The Walking Dead?
So we don't know if they ever escaped the Renaissance.
The Renaissance.
We never know.
Were there dragons?
Yes. No, they walk around. But, like, Walt, he isn't very... He thinks this is kind of nerdy to do. And then I love how Kevin Smith is just like, you can't differentiate. You can't do that. You can't say that, like, you sit here and talk about, like, who would win in a battle, Captain America or Batman.
Superman is cool.
And then you just be like,
nerd.
Well, you're a nerd for going to a Renaissance festival. So,
all right, we're all nerds. It's just different flavor of nerds.
Yes. That's why I can't really say anything bad about anybody who likes, like, a certain thing. Because y'all like what everybody likes what they like.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, you know?
And we don't make fun of you for liking My Little Pony.
Well, that's the thing, though, about My Little Pony, though. Like, if those guys want to go and read My Little Pony, and they're not hurting anybody, I care less. You know, it's not bothering me.
So if they dress up as a pony and go out in public?
That's their problem.
And that's hilarious.
If they dress up as a ninja and go out in public, it's not my problem.
No, that's a police matter.
That's just because you do. But...
That is a police matter. Well, if that's their job, then that's what they got to do.
Being a ninja?
If they're a ninja by profession, then they got to do that, you know? Just like the UPS guy dresses up in his outfit.
His costume, yes.
It's not a costume. It's an outfit. It's UPS man costume. It's a mask. That's not really... That's why they all...
Yeah, if it doesn't have a cape and a mask, it's not really a costume. It's more of a uniform.
Fair enough.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Couple news things. Or not even news things, but just some stuff that came out this week. Just some information. DC is... They've been doing theme variants. A couple months ago, we had the steampunk, where all the variants were steampunk. Last month was the Robot Chicken. This month is Mad Magazine. And then I think the month after is going to be the bombshells that have been very popular, the bombshell images. So they're going to do all the variants are going to be bombshells. And one of the things that came out of the Comics Pro meeting, which was really good, is we said if we could get more of these, we could sell more of them. So we asked them to make them more available. I think all these ones have been 1 in 25. Well, that's great, but I order 40 copies of Wonder Woman, so
yeah,
I'm getting
one
variant. And in this case, I had two people who wanted every variant. Well, I'm sorry, I'm not bumping my orders that much to get one variant to sell to somebody.
You have a bad attitude.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. But on some, like if I'm only ordering 25, I'm not doubling my order just to get a variant for somebody.
I was wondering where Dan Slott's character, Mr. Negative, went.
Yeah. But, so...
That's very common.
We talked, you know, they asked if, you know, we would order more of these Because there were a couple of interesting moments where, because DC gets one whole day, they pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they pay for it in the sense that they buy the meals and things, and they get, the Thursday is all just DC. And so they get up there and they're talking to us, and one of the things they asked about the combo packs. And they said, if we stopped doing the combo packs, you know, who'd be upset or something like that? And it was like, nobody raised their hand. They're like, interesting. And, you know, I basically said, you know, I have one guy that gets them on a couple books, and that's all I order. I don't order extras for the store. And
the one guy you get, doesn't he just get them for the cover?
No, he gets them for the just for the convenience of he'll pay the dollar so he can have the digital copy.
Huh.
But so that, and that you could just tell they had no idea. And then the other thing we said, you know, if could you make these, you know, even a 1 in 10 so that, like, if I get 50, I can get
five of them, yeah.
And, well, what they did, they even took it a step further, and they made the Bombshell variants order as many as you want.
Hmm.
So, which is neat. So I'm going to do a package where if you want all the Bombshell variants, you know, we'll do a package thing.
How many Bombshell variants are there?
I don't remember, because it was just in the new previews. I didn't count.
So are you trying to say that DC kind of helps you run a business?
They listen to us, and it's nice to know that they do listen and go, oh, well, that's a good idea. And not just, oh, we're doing it the way we want
to
do
it. But now you have the option to do something like a bundle or right. a, you know, that you can help your not only them, but yourself sell it. Like
right.
As some sort of promotion. Like
right.
That.
Yeah.
Which, how often do you get that with Marvel, though?
Well, you know.
Because you demanded it.
Because I'm stupid.
Or that they just tell you that you're... That
well, I mean, Marvel does do a lot of variants, so the opportunity's there. But
you got to buy 200 of...
Yeah, today a ton of stuff came out about Original Sin, about promotions, and they're really pushing this book, and I have to wonder if the initial orders were that bad that they're having to hype it this much. I read the Zero. They gave us a preview of the Zero. It wasn't even finished yet. Like, some wasn't colored. Yeah, that's...
I like how there's just a picture of Yoda under my chair.
I like how Colin's talking about Original Sin. You're like, hey, it's a picture of Yoda.
That's Adam.
Go on.
But I read the Zero. It wasn't even done yet. Like, there were some pages, a lot weren't finished. But it gave us the story. And it's all set up. It's Nova going... to talk to the Watcher and stuff. And it gives you a little history of the Watcher, a ton of history of Nova, if you're interested in this new Nova kid. I'm not super interested
in that. That series has been okay. I mean, it hasn't been great, but not the worst thing I ever read either.
But so now it's like, okay, but it really didn't give us a taste. You know, obviously the Watcher wasn't murdered yet. That's going to happen in number one. But it's just... okay, I wasn't feeling it reading it, and I just wonder how much interest there is for them to be pushing really, really hard. And, like, they just announced they're going to have these glowing eyeballs that we can get. And I'm like, well, that's great, except it's exceed 200% of Avengers 25, and you can get 20.
Avengers 25 was the last episode. That was the last issue of Infinity, wasn't it?
No. Because there was 24, which was the one that they made the big deal about, and then 25 was just the next. Issue of this current
arc.
Yeah, where you have some Avengers from another dimension coming in. But it was just one of those, okay, well, great, but I ordered 50 of that, so I have to order over 100 copies of Original Sin to be able to get 20 eyeballs. And it's a $5 book. No. That's real easy to say no to.
Well, you know what? When you don't sell your 100 copies, they're going to say it's because you didn't get the
eyeballs. That's true. And I didn't order enough, and I don't know what I'm doing.
They'll double your order for you anyway.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised, because I can only guess that they're really pushing it this hard because the numbers didn't come in good. Because we've already ordered... I think 0, 1, and 2, because I think this current book has 3 and 4, which is fun, too, because it's a bi-weekly, you know, so I have no chance to figure out my numbers.
Yeah, you're going to have 3 issues into it before you know what you're doing.
So it's just weird. I just found it interesting how hard they're pushing it, but it was fun on the Bleeding Cool message board. He did something about it, and then he was talking about it, and then in the comments, basically, everybody's like, yeah, I have no interest in this whatsoever, and I'm like, okay, because I checked, I think I have... two pulls for it already. I'm like, guess what? If I have two pulls, I'm not ordering 100 copies. Also, now, on the flip side, like, Batman Eternal comes out next week. I did order 100 copies of that.
You're probably
but it's a big difference because it's a $2.99 book versus a $4.99 book. And it's a lot easier to take a chance with $300 worth of product than $500 worth of product. And Batman, I can have a pretty good guess. The next Marvel event...
About
the Watcher, yes. A well-loved character.
Not the Watcher. They can't kill him.
Yeah, so... Oh, and I kind of enjoyed that the big theme is trust no one. I'm like, whoa, wasn't that like Secret Invasion?
Yeah.
You know?
That is what they say.
I don't know if it was the exact line, but it was certainly something similar.
Yeah.
Including or it was the... Who Do You Trust, I think, was that. But still, I'm starting to go, oh, wait, is Marvel just paranoid? You know, because they're all, you know, everything in their thing is questioning. But...
Will you buy this book?
Yeah, so, you know, sadly, I'm not going to be ordering 100 copies of this.
So no glowing eyeballs here.
I will not have any glowing eyeballs, and I apologize for that. But I might go over to, like, Five Below or the dollar store and see if I can find some glowing eyeballs. Ping pong balls or something, and I'll draw an eye on it for you. So
you heard it here first, folks. Colin's going to get a bunch of glowing ping pong balls and paint eyeballs on them.
Say you heard it on the podcast, you'll get two.
Well, what good's one glowing eyeball, Colin? Roll well, your
fair
eyes.
Enough. Okay, that's all the news I have. Now on to last week's books. So who read All New Ghost Rider? Wow. It wasn't bad. It wasn't a bad book. The art is very stylized, but it's the same guy who did the Luther Strode books, so I read those. I'm used to it. It was fine. I wish it was just strictly an origin issue. You only really have Ghost Rider on the very last page.
Okay.
Which wasn't a bad origin. It's a kid, like a Hispanic kid, you know, living in poverty. His brother, younger brother, has some sort of disability. I don't remember specifically.
His name Juan Fuego?
I don't remember. That's funny. And then the kid's getting picked on, and then something happens where... He works in a garage, so he steals this... He has to take this car that he was working on, which turns out to be, you know, the souped-up hop rod, and somebody's chasing him, and they corner him, and basically they kill him, and then these flames...
Okay.
Oh, then they burn the car, and they're burning him, and then all of a sudden at the end he's standing in front of the car. So...
Okay.
Which is fine. I just wish he had appeared in some other book somewhere, even just a cameo, just a driving by, you know, something to get you interested to go, oh... I don't know who that is. I'm interested. And then this book comes out and you go, oh,
that's
okay.
That's who he is.
As opposed to just throwing out a number one of a ghost rider, but he actually drives a car. He doesn't ride a motorcycle, so he's ghost driver. And I'm just not sure.
Is there any kind of deal with the devil going on here?
But nothing yet. Because he was just laying there dying, being, you know, he was shot and then he was being burned. So I get the vengeance and all that, but I don't know where it's going. I think they needed a little more setup or at least something there beforehand instead of just throwing him in his own book. Also got Iron Patriot, Red Iron Patriot. I'm not sure about this one. There was just a lot of beats in this that didn't make sense to me. I was talking to Matt and he said, oh, well, it's because, and he was giving me all this stuff. But basically it's War Machine deciding, you know, he's now Iron Patriot. And he decides that...
I've seen in Iron Man 3.
Yes, he doesn't want to do any more international things. He just wants to deal with stuff in the United States. And for some reason, that upsets some group, so they buy off some congressman, and the congressman's all ripping on him and stuff publicly. I'm like, why would the congressman be... Because he wants to just work for the U.S. and not do global things. It just... A lot of things just didn't quite add up. For me, reading it, you know, just didn't... playwright, and there just wasn't a whole lot of story there. And all of a sudden, he's down in Louisiana, and something's messing with
underwater. That's damn near a third world country anyway, so what's...
But there just wasn't a lot there. I wasn't super excited about it. Real Heroes was interesting. Mark Miller.
I read that.
Okay. But I thought it was good. I thought it was interesting. I definitely want to read the next one to see where this is going. The easiest way to explain it, it's kind of like the Avengers. They make the Avengers movie. They're at the premiere of the Avengers. All of a sudden, the Chitauri attack. The group, the actors go running out of the theater, and all of a sudden, like, they're flash a light, and they're transported to New York post-Chitauri attack. And they're like, what the heck's going on here? And somebody kind of shows up and says, we're under attack. Our heroes have been killed. We need you. And that's kind of where it ends.
Hmm.
And I thought it was good. It was definitely, there was enough there to make me want to see where this is going.
Yeah, I definitely want to see where it's going.
Yeah, I don't know if they have powers or not. They didn't really explain that.
No, not yet.
So, you know, in this new world.
Yeah.
It reminded me of Galaxy Quest, too, if mm-hmm. you ever saw that.
Yeah, yeah, that movie was awesome.
It's
yeah.
a good movie.
So, that was good. Sandman Overture was confusing, bizarre, but wonderful all at the same time. I don't know if I said it on the podcast before, but I started reading Sandman at issue 66, and it was a 75-issue run. So I'm coming in at the end. I just heard a lot about it, so I decided to pick one up. I read it. I had no idea what was going on, but I knew it was really good.
Okay.
You could just tell it was well-crafted and everything. And that's how I felt about this one. I'm reading it going, what the heck?
Yeah, but you picked it up from issue one.
Well, this one, no, but with this one, it's a case of all the Sandman are together in one place, but it's all him, just different aspects of him from different worlds and different dimensions and everything. And they're all talking to one another. And it was just, you're reading it just going, I mean, I understand the words, I understand what the words mean, but I'm just really confused. But again, really good. The art was just amazing. And then the very last panel of it, especially for some, if you've read all the Sandman stuff, was just mind-blowing. Because he's trying to figure this stuff out, and he's talking to himself, because there's another aspect of him has kind of shown up, and they're walking, talking, and he looks at the other one and says, well, let's go ask Father. To which you're like, who? What? Because that is something that has never been mentioned before. You just had these seven people who were the Endless. Never was there ever mention of Father before. So now it's just very, very, what? So, Silver, I'm going alphabetically, sorry. Silver Surfer. A lot of people really, the art was great, but I'm an Allred fan. It's just, now when I read it, I read that all-new Marvel Now .1 book. I read that story, and then I read issue one, figuring I should get, you know, read all of it. And that story was so Doctor Who-ish, it was almost disturbing, to, in the sense that it wasn't Silver Surfer, it was Dan Slott writing Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then reading issue one, where the girl wasn't in it as much, but it very much still felt like Doctor Who. It felt like she's basically Clara, and not bad in itself, but just if I want to read a Doctor Who book, I'll read a Doctor Who book. Yeah, it just, yeah, it was Dan Slott wanting to write Doctor Who. Superior Spider-Man. Adam, did you read Superior Spider-Man? No, you stopped reading all Marvel books, that's right.
No, I read Superior Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. So that was a big reveal at the end. You remember what happened at the end?
That didn't come out last week.
Yeah,
it did.
Did it?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about it, but we did the spoiler-free
version. Oh, that's
right.
I was going to say, we did talk about it.
But Peter's back. He burst his way through, which wasn't bad.
It wasn't what I was expecting.
No, and my frustration at this is Marvel knew what this issue was.
Mm-hmm.
They knew Peter was coming back. You know what? None of the stores knew Peter was coming back in this issue, so why would we have ordered a large number of them? So instead of overprinting, knowing what happened in this book.
You didn't get a preview of it or anything?
No. We sold out. And Marvel sold out. It's like, you're not even trying, guys.
See, now you're bitching about them selling out. Before you were bitching about them trying to make you overorder.
Right. Well, they'll ask me to overorder and then announce the sellout.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying they're leaving money on the table. If I could have gotten in another 20 copies, I would have.
Sold
another 20 copies.
It's the fact that they're not worried about like what the retailers are.
Well, it's not that, but they could have sold more. They have to answer to stockholders.
But if the customer doesn't have enough, where do they go to read it? Are they going to buy it?
They can go digital. Well, but not everybody's going to go digital.
I feel like that's where they're wanting to push you in a way that it seems like they're hurting themselves. But in another way, they're kind of, by them doing that kind of stuff, it just messes you over. And it is. It's stupid. It really is.
I totally can't picture a Disney shareholder, like an earnings call where they say, you know, you guys really left money on the table on Spider-Man number 30. If you'd have advertised that just a little bit better.
No, but it's just frustrating where, you know, you're expecting, you know, everybody ordered big on 31 where you're expecting him to come back.
Right.
Well, no, it happened in 30, and now I have these orders for 31 in probably, you know. So just frustrating.
It is stupid,
but
what you're saying is that if they could get money in both ways, then why don't they do it?
But I don't think it would have hurt them to overprint, you know,
because you would have still 20,000 copies with them if they would have had it, and you probably most likely would have sold it because you know, like who's asking for it now?
Yeah.
Plus, that would help them at the end of the month say, "Ha, we had the best selling book this month."
Yeah.
One neat thing was Rich Johnson did a thing where Marvel has announced that they've already have orders for over 500,000 copies of Spider-Man 1.
I saw that, yes.
And then he did a thing where he kind of broke it down saying, well, yes, but they're doing these special retailer ones where they have to order 3,000 to 5,000 copies each and stuff like this where he's like, yeah, but.
They're not going to sell 500,000 copies.
Right, it was kind of nice seeing somebody actually, I don't want to say call him out, but to say, yeah, this... There are all these orders.
I mean, that's a hell of a lot of books.
It is, but I mean, I ordered 100.
Yeah.
So
that was a $6 book, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's why I'm really kind of really. So we'll see where that one goes. And then Walking Dead came out, where Rick was killed.
Kinda.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Almost.
That whole thing doesn't make a bit of sense.
No, it doesn't.
Why that's even happening.
I agree.
Maybe it's taking it another direction.
But basically the idea that the bad guy had, Negan, was that if they cover their weapons in zombie guts and stuff, that when they then attack, that then the zombie stuff will go into the people and they'll
plus
turn into zombies.
But they're all infected with the virus anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that's in the movie, or in the show, not in the book, I think. But,
I thought it was.
No, they'll come back in the book, too.
Okay, but the idea of they never got blood in a cut or in their mouth.
Yeah.
You know,
and we've seen them pretty beat
up. Yeah.
Before.
Well, especially
they
like on the
zombies at the same time.
Yeah, so that was just a little hard to take.
But, you know, when you think about it, when's the last time they've really developed a new character as part of the group?
What, so, like Jesus?
Is it Jesus?
I
wish they would give us.
I mean,
well, being that he looks like Jesus, what
that
we
could
be,
and that's
be
why
Jesus?
He's called that. So maybe he is. I'm sorry.
But I mean,
you could be right though.
Yeah.
They don't with comic books. How are you supposed to know? Unless
and
somebody,
it's black
like,
and white. You can't really tell.
Really
what
it is. We still don't know if it's Daken, Daken. We don't know what his name is.
So you can pronounce it. I don't know if it's Negan, Negan. I don't know.
But I mean, they, you know, so there's only so many characters, kind of from the core group, that you could kill off to have emotional impact. They got rid of Glenn. Maggie's there, but.
But now, well, at least on the covers, she's looking pretty kick-ass. But,
yeah.
And she did a little bit in that one issue.
Yeah, she kind of took charge of, what was it, the Hilltop group.
Yeah.
So, 2 issues left of All
and,
Out War.
Yeah, so I hope they end it soon.
Well, sure. Uh-huh.
But it is interesting that on none of the covers afterwards are you seeing Rick. There's some woman that you don't really recognize. So it's interesting, you know, what's going to happen here. Or if it's everyone going to die and then we move on to a new group or something, which would be interesting.
That would definitely be interesting.
I don't think that's
that could be
happen.
The basis for the spinoff for the spinoff TV show, though, too.
Yeah.
That could be why he's doing it.
Could be. That's all I got. That's all I read. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I don't know.
That's still a lot for you.
I try. I do it for you guys.
We appreciate it. Except for Adam. He doesn't.
No, because he's sitting here reading a book. He doesn't even care. He's not even listening anymore.
No.
He's... Superman Dickory.
So you got your list. What do you got?
I got my list. I read DC Universe versus Masters of the Universe. That was the last of that miniseries. It was different. Orko was a bad guy, just in concept is really, really weird. Because I remember him being the little, you know, blue elf guy from the TV show. And you know, there wasn't a bit of evil in him. And he's pretty twisted. So it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Deadly Class 3.
I'm behind. I haven't read 2 yet.
Three, they get an assignment to go out and... I think it was 3, or maybe it was at the end of 2. They get an assignment to go out and kill somebody that deserves it. And he's partnered up with the black kid who's supposed to be, like, the leader of the gangbangers. You know, like, they talk about, I think it was in the first issue, the different cliques. Or maybe that was the second issue where they talk about it. And it kind of goes a little bit deeper into his story, and it was kind of interesting. Deadpool, it was another one of those fake flashback issues where it was Deadpool and Nick Fury back in the 50s, and they're fighting Hitler, who time-traveled forward, and then they get Cable to come, and it's really out there. It's a goofy thing, but it was kind of an interesting story.
Deadpool's goofy? What?
Yeah, a little bit. Rogue's Rebellion. That was the last issue of that.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. I didn't think it was as good as Arkham War, but it was still a pretty decent series. Guardians of the Galaxy, which I think I'm going to drop here pretty soon.
No, yeah. It's the best book ever. Well, it's got movie coming.
And it was a trial of Jean Grey.
Yes, which is the event of the century.
Yeah, that was 6 issues of, damn it, I wish I did something else with my time. Marvel owes me $3.99 of my time back, whatever that is. Larfleeze, which I know that's canceled. There's actually a joke on the second page with the writer credits where it says, "We can't believe we haven't been fired yet." Well, they have been. So, Red Lanterns, which that's mostly dealing with Supergirl being a Red Lantern. I was disappointed in the Supergirl issue where they showed her getting the ring. Because to me it just didn't make sense. And it might be because I didn't read Supergirl to kind of see what preceded that. But it's interesting. It's a very interesting dynamic. But a lot of it reads like the early issues in the New 52 Supergirl. The ones that I did read was like, you know, I don't need anybody, and I'm angry, and my world was destroyed. And okay, we get it. Let's get her some therapy and move on. And then Talon, which was the last issue of that. And, that was okay. I'd fallen off that, but when I found out it was ending, I think I fell off
it. Read the first couple. That's about, I think I only made it like the 0 and the 1. So.
I read through, I think, 14, and then, I fell off. But then once I found out it was ending, I was like, well, there's 3 issues left. I might as well just read it. And it was okay. It had a decent ending. He's undead, essentially, and he escapes that, and now he's back alive.
Oh, okay. Well, good for him.
Yeah. So, that's what I read.
Adam? You still with us?
Yeah. Did we talk about Walking Dead, the comic book?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You were too busy reading.
No, we talked about that.
That's all you read? Spider-Man and Walking Dead?
There wasn't that much. It was that great last week.
Last week was a big week.
Yeah, but doesn't mean I had everything. I liked everything.
You don't have to like it.
Yeah, the point isn't do you like it, it's what did you read.
He doesn't even know what he's doing anymore.
No.
What about you, Dave?
Yeah, I don't remember.
You did anything good?
Yes. Well, Starlight number 2 came out today. I was able to read number 1 last week, and I really liked it.
Yeah, I thought that was a really neat concept.
Mark, it's a great concept. I like when Mark Miller's a little bit more restrained in his writing,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to something like Kick-Ass or
Kick-Ass isn't restrained?
No. I know. Well,
it's got a little subtle quantities.
Well, for some people, maybe it is restrained, which is scary, but... But, yeah, and just started number 2 here, and
it's very enjoyable.
It's one of the best first issues I read in a long time, I think. Some other Image stuff I've enjoyed. Mercenary C.
I read the first one. I haven't read the second one yet. I thought that was fun. A 1930s.
Yeah, very pulpy.
Yeah.
And I like the art. It's almost looks like...
Very computer generated, yeah.
I don't know. It appeals to me for some reason, kind of 3D-ish or something. And Manifest Destiny.
I read the first one, and it was good, and then I sold out of number two right away, and now since I've gotten second and third prints, behind on something like that, it's hard to get caught up. But yeah, no, I've heard people were really liking that.
But yeah, it's interesting. Concept Lewis and Clark. Cross of Lewis and Clark and the X-Files, pretty much.
Okay.
But yeah, it's been really neat.
Adam's just shunning us.
And what's funny is next week when we ask him the same question, I read anything.
No, no, I didn't read Detective. I was sitting here reading it right now.
That way I read it.
Yeah, oh, okay, but you're not going to remember. Jerk face.
Yeah,
okay, next week. It's a small week as far as quantity of books, the quantity of different titles, but a lot of books, good books or big books. We got All New Dupe. I know you guys are all excited about that. And we have All New Ultimates. And we also have All New Ghost Rider and All New X-Factor and All New X-Men. So
it's not all news.
Yeah, it's all new. Batman Eternal number one. I mentioned that, but yes, very interested to see how that is.
I put that on my whole list, but you forget every week anyway, and then, you know.
But you don't have a whole list. So.
Because I tell you to put stuff on it and you forget.
No, I forgot the action figures. Jeez.
God.
You tell me at the podcast, I'm supposed to remember till the next. Okay.
Well, that's when I'm here.
Okay. We got Daredevil 1.50. No, not 1.5. 1.50, the 50th anniversary of Daredevil.
Goodness. Have you seen a preview of that?
Mm-mm.
So is it tying in, or do you know if it's tying into?
I think it's just an anniversary issue, so I don't think it's tying into anything. Because points now don't tie in. and then three you might be interested in, three action figures. We have Power Ring, Superwoman, Ultraman.
Those I will be interested in all three.
Oh, yeah,
and sure again, you hear it on the podcast, and he's going to forget, and he's going to be sold out of one of them. And
you got your two today.
Yeah, I got the last Firestorm today.
Deadpool 27, which is the $10 wedding issue.
Is that $10?
The biggest issue 27 ever.
Jeez.
Flash Gordon number one. This is by, I think it's Dynamite doing this one. With seven different covers. Iron Fist Living Weapon. I read a preview of number one and upped my order. Very, very cool book. Art was amazing and a neat story. Justice League 3000 number five. That's just a personal favorite.
Yeah, that's a
podcast favorite. We got Lumberjanes number one, which is from Boom. I think it's one of their kid line books, but this one, supposedly the artist has a huge following, so I ordered up on this one. It looks interesting, kind of in the vein of the regular show and Adventure Time. You know, like more of a cartoony type book, but I'm interested to see that.
The regular show is hilarious.
And then we also have Nightcrawler number one. I know everybody's excited about that.
So did they cancel Amazing X-Men?
I don't think so, no. I could tell you if it was coming next week, but I only know about All New. No, I don't think so. But I thought that, I agree. I thought that was the Nightcrawler book, and why did he need his own book? And I'm confused. Shudder number one is the new book. That's the big one from Image next week, as far as Image number ones. Walking Dead 125, this is part 11 of All Out War, so it should be something interesting. You know, something's got to happen for then to be resolution in issue 12, unless they're going to leave everything for issue 12 with the part 12, which would be 126, where you would make 125 the big issue. I don't know. But
the whole Savior thing has been, I mean, it started at, what, issue 96, 97, and it went through now. That's a long time for one kind of
story
enemy
arc.
Story.
Yeah. No, I agree. I was making fun of the all-out war, and even just all the stuff since 100, as being like the Holy Grail, in the sense that, oh, let's go attack Negan. Oh, we got beat back, and they run away, and then Negan comes and attacks their settlement and get forced away. Oh, run away. I'm like, nothing's happening. They're going back and forth, and nothing's happening.
You know what one of these groups needs to find? A general.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought we had it with the guy with the tiger, but that fell apart.
The tiger? Well, that's what happened.
Well, not the tiger, but I'm just saying he appeared. He was the king or whatever they called him. You know,
yeah,
it was
Ezekiel.
Yeah. So, but he kind of wimped out.
Yeah.
Now he's getting it on with Michonne.
And she slapped him. She kind of punked him out. That man lost his tiger. I know.
You don't find tigers everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, somebody one of my cats, I cried. That guy had a tiger. I mean, come on.
But he fed it to the zombies, man. Well, Adam.
What? That's a podcast.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next.
No one can even hear that. You're talking
to an old buck. He just doesn't care anymore. We'll talk to you next week.
That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like